When undergraduate student government president Toussaint Mitchell first came to SIU, he says his grades were not stellar.
If I didn't have the programs that were here when I first came here, I wouldn't have been accepted because I came here on academic probation. I couldn't start off school like everybody else, just hit the ground running. I needed, and even recently needed, guidance and assistance when it came to my academics.
What helped Mitchell persevere through his first years at SIU was the Center for Academic Success, a student support program which has since been discontinued due to budget cuts. Mitchell says the slashing of student support programs that help students of all kinds succeed calls the university's commitment to diversity into question.
When you take those programs away, or you fail to even offer them, to the point where you have students making their own programs to do that, what are you doing? What is the point of having a university if you're not gonna have the programs to support the students? You should never have to see another student make a program like that, that a university should be funding, that a university should have created in the first place, that a university should never have taken away in the first place.
Mitchell has been vocal about his concerns of SIU's commitment to diversity, and his worries are echoed by the new university administration. Here's Interim Chancellor John Dunn's take on diversity.
Carbondale was there early on. It's important that we be there now.
When Africana Studies professor Joseph Brown came to SIU in 1997, he says he was pleasantly surprised to see the university had numerous student support programs, such as Summer Prep and For Scholars, a support program for first-generation college students. Brown says these support programs assisted students from rural and urban areas that have under-resourced public schools that leave some students academically disadvantaged once they reach college. Brown says one of the most effective ways to support students struggling with their academics or adjusting to university life is mentorship.
If you come into my room, into my financial aid office, into my advising office, into my faculty office, and you say, I have this issue, my first response might be, are you telling me the truth? And if I ask you that or act like I'm asking you that, you're going to be feeling the trigger of disrespect, vulnerability, and fear. And you're not going to be honest. If you walk into my office and I say, excuse me, are you telling me the whole truth? What else is going on? What else do I need to know? Because I think you're being shy. Students will all of a sudden open up, and then we can start working on what really bothers them. But if I don't trust you, I'm not going to tell you the whole truth, and that means I remain a victim.
Brown says one of the biggest problems he sees on campus is student minority populations do not see themselves reflected in the faculty, staff, and administration, and therefore feel as if they don't have a supportive community to turn to.
When you have every social scientist who studies minority populations in higher education telling us that it matters if you have people from the same culture visible and present, because the students then don't have to try to define what they're going through. There's somebody who can say, I already know, I went through it myself.
Interim Vice Chancellor of Academic Affairs and Provost, Mira Kamaraju, says as a faculty member, a chair, and a dean, she would listen to every student's concern.
So that's like more in a reactive mode. Like students are saying, you know, this thing happened to me. So I would like first say, okay, to the student, have you talked to your TA? Yes, and it's not been resolved. Then come and talk to me. Then I would listen to it and see how I could sort it out. So I'd never like dismiss it and say, oh, students are always complaining, or oh, just because you got a bad grade. No, I want to understand so I can improve the experience for everybody.
Kamaraju, Brown, and Mitchell are all describing student support as a collective action that has lasting effects that are seen in the community and in individual lives.
Yes, we'd save a lot. I think it would save a lot of lives in Chicago, but I think it would also better lives of people in Southern Illinois.
That's student trustee Breon Lockett. Lockett says by integrating students of different races, nationalities, and cultures in the classroom, stereotypes and dangerous generalizations are broken down.
I call Carbondale the Disney World of the Midwest because it legit is that melting pot. Mm-hmm. And in the past, it's done very well taking that melting pot and cooking with it. Now we're taking that melting pot and boiling it.
For 150 years, SIU has served the Southern Illinois region not only as a higher education institution, but as a window to the world for local residents, thanks to the diversity that has been committed to. Diversity is not a recruitment tool, and it is not a one-time decision, but rather diversity is a reflection of the world that we share with others. This is WSIU In Focus, and I'm Amelia Blakely.